Airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number one of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. And I would say we do it better at FreeTalkLive.com. Lots of fun stuff there. Now then, Mark, you received a phone call today from one of our superstar friends, right?
Well, yeah, I did, and he is concerned about this Chris Benoit situation.
He should be.
Yeah, as he should be.
And apparently either we miscommunicated or he misunderstood, and I did not want it to come across that I was suggesting that there were backroom deals going on in the WWE. I think that one of our callers was suggesting that. And I had simply just sort of rephrased what the caller was suggesting. Obviously, we've been discussing the Benoit case throughout the week as it has been developing. And in case you are not aware, last weekend, wrestler Chris Benoit, superstar, WWE superstar, was found dead along with his wife and child in his home. Just a tragic, tragic occurrence. And, of course, the media has been focusing on this as a potential steroid-induced incident.
Right. As though the media has any idea what happened at Chris Benoit's house that night.
Right.
Chris Benoit has been diagnosed with some sort of mental illness that I don't know everything about, and it's difficult to know, what his steroid usage was. It's pretty clear he was on steroids. His doctor was prescribing them to him, but, what's wrong with that? If your doctor's prescribing you steroids, medication, you're supposed to take it, correct?
I guess, yeah. And I didn't know they were legal.
Yeah, you can legally, sure.
Oh, okay.
Steroids are legal. For proper medical purposes and relatively safe compared to other drugs. I don't want to say that, illicit and illegal use of anabolic steroids is completely safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that for a second. But at the same time, it seems like there's been some misconceptions that have come out about steroids.
Like the roid rage.
Roid rage has not been scientifically proven at all. That it exists here.
I'm curious about that because
Wikipedia it says another condition that is frequently discussed as a possible side effect of anabolic steroids is known as roid rage. However, there is no consensus in the medical literature if such a condition actually exists. Testosterone levels are indeed associated with aggression and hypomania, but the link between other anabolic steroids and aggression remains unclear. Well, some studies have shown a correlation between manic symptoms and anabolic steroid use. Later studies have questioned these conclusions. Currently, three blind studies have demonstrated a link between aggression and steroid use, but with estimates of over 1 million past or current steroid users in the United States, an extremely small percentage of those using steroids appear to have experienced mental disturbance severe enough to result in clinical treatments or medical case reports. In contrast, the majority of recent studies done in angry behavior and anabolic steroid use show little or no psychological effect.
So questionable, then.
It's questionable that whether roid rage exists or doesn't. And, the media just, it gloms on to easy things like this.
Well, it's something they can sensationalize and make a lot of hay out of and get people to tune in and watch a commercial break.
It's a couple of syllables long. It has two R's in it. It sounds very legitimate.
I saw an interview of Vince McMahon yesterday that, I don't remember, Meredith Vieira, I think, was the journalist, so-called, during the interview. And she was really mean to Vince. She was trying to be nice, but you could tell that she was just, I'm not going to use a naughty word, but she was, I was not really impressed with her at all. And Vince looked like he wanted to suplex this way.
Well, see, that's sort of the...
he handled it very well, though.
The media is a little more highbrow, say, than the normal, the stereotypical WWE viewer.
So they're looking down on them, basically.
You know, they look at this sort of entertainment as base, classless stuff.
It's so, fun stuff. I don't watch, I don't have television, but the times I've ever seen wrestling as an adult, I've enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought it was fun.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever kind of entertainment people want to be entertained by is really up to them. You know, the WWE has a strong anti-drug policy. They've introduced an anti-drug policy, and I don't see what the, you know, the media doesn't give any kind of play to that. They don't say anything about that. Now, if this was baseball, they would talk about baseball's, you know, drug usage policy and what their implementation is. They're not talking about that at all with the WWE. All they want is to whip everybody up into a frenzy so that the the powers that be feel free to vilify the wrestling organizations and the wrestlers themselves. And the things that
the greatest concern, in my opinion. Now, that there's going to be regulation coming down the pipe.
Let me read this story real quick, and then we can talk about it a little longer.
All right.
It says here, Atlanta, from WSBTV.com, the authorities have raided Chris Benoit's doctor's office and the doctor's mother's home where he lives. DEA agents were on the scene of Phil Aston III's office in Carlton. I guess that's somewhere near Atlanta. Aston is the target of a federal investigation. It started as a Fayetteville County investigation related to the death of Benoit family. Now, the authorities said, it is a completely separate federal investigation which has prompted the second search warrant and the raids. Now, this
a
is all...
A second search warrant?
This is, I don't know what this all means. That was the house.
They raided his house? Wow.
Yeah. So they're going into his house, his office, and this is really whipped up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, this didn't happen, but the middle of last week, and now the feds are involved, and they're raiding people's houses and all this other stuff. It says here, officials used a battering ram to break into Austin's office.
Oh, that's necessary.
Right. They didn't contact him and say, you know, we have a subpoena, I'd like to come in and search, or anything like that. Bam! They knocked the door in, and they're rifling through things, breaking things. Authorities told Channel 2's Ross Cavett the raid is a follow-up to the previous raid of Aston's office Wednesday. Chuvalo Trelsdell with the DEA said, we're following up on leads from the search warrant the other night. Whatever that means. Officials said they did not have an arrest warrant for Austin. We are investigating other leads. Well, for now.
Hopefully they have a new door for him.
Yeah, I'm sure that they don't. We cannot comment at this time. They don't have to. They don't have to tell you what's going on.
No.
But,
and they don't have to fix your door either.
You know, it's just, this is the sort of thing that happens when you get all whipped up over these sort of things. And I can just see the tribunal being convened and, the WWE, the prancing in stars in front of cameras and them having to testify in front of Congress or whatever as to the, how much steroid use. There are people in the WWE that may use steroids, and there are people that do not.
Sure.
See, that's the thing. If you just blanket coat the WWE, like, they use those wrestlers, they use steroids, that's just not a fair statement to the ones that don't. And those ones that don't are going to get hurt. They have families, and this is their livelihood, and it's just going to be all thrown into turmoil by the federal government doing its investigation, witch hunt.
That's what Vince McMahon had said during that interview, is that, you know, most of these guys are family guys. They settled down, and they're not like a shadowy group of street thugs pumping roids into their veins. I mean, that's just not the case. I know there may be some individuals who've made that decision and made that choice, but does that mean that everybody should be dragged in front of a tribunal and questioned? And we had brought this up briefly earlier this week, and I don't know. I hope Vince McMahon stands up to the feds and just refuses to just lay down like they're going to want him to.
I would agree with you. I'm very concerned about the whole thing. It seems to me like
the feds will take all the fun right out of wrestling. I can guarantee that.
They
take the fun out of everything. They hate fun.
It seems to me that the media in this case participates in the same sort of sensationalism that they hate that the WWE participates in. You know, it's all just, it's in my opinion, the WWE is all entertainment.
Of course it is. World Wrestling
like.
Entertainment
and
is the name
what
of the
is
company.
The news? What is this roid rage thing? I mean, it's obvious they're not doing their research because they didn't. I've never heard anything.
What research?
Right.
These guys don't do research.
I haven't seen the media talk anything about how roid rage is quite possibly doesn't exist.
These days, all the so-called journalists do is spew out government press releases with their own heading on them. They put their own letterhead and they make it look like it's an actual report. That's all these people do. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 29, 2007. Gold 649.50 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $670.65, $330.95 for half, $165.48 for quarter. That's $670.65, $330.95, and $165.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're inside the Saturday edition of the program. Here live with you, Ian in the studio.
And Mark.
And we're taking your calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Right now, talking about the Chris Benoit situation, WWE superstar who was found dead over the weekend along with his wife and child. Obviously, it has blown up into a huge media mishap with all kinds of misinformation flying around. And inevitably, when the media is spewing out misinformation, you know, we do our best to keep on top of it, but sometimes we can fall subject to it as well. And a couple of our WWE superstar friends have sort of taken us to task, as they should. Perhaps I miscommunicated earlier this week, but I want to make it clear that Free Talk Live is totally in their camp on this. I totally back them up here because they're not being treated fairly by the media in this case at all on this whole roid rage thing, which apparently isn't even legitimate, the roid rage claim, which doesn't surprise me at all, considering considering all the false information that the government puts out there about drugs. They lie about marijuana, they lie about other drugs, and then they lie about steroids, apparently. And I just didn't know about the roid. I didn't know roid rage wasn't actually legitimate, that the claims about that were not scientifically based. They're not, apparently. And so you've got some rebuttals from, we can't name who it is,
right,
but one of our superstar friends has sent us some rebuttals to, I guess, the common media myths here. And if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, we'll share those with you here in a moment. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, and there are about 250,000 posts almost, and about 1,500 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all there, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named at a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business or leave you penniless. At keepyourassets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to keepyourassets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. You know, you don't even have to have a business to do that. If you've got assets, if you've accumulated any kind of wealth, mm-hmm. you could be sued and it could be taken from you. And they know how to protect you. So check it out at keepyourassets.net.
No doubt about it. All right. So the rebuttal from one of our superstar friends.
Anabolic steroids, along with empty beer cans and a wine bottle, were found at the Benoit household. The media immediately characterized the crime as roid rage, despite the fact that the act seemed deliberate and occurred over a 2 or 3 day period when WWE released a statement. Now, that doesn't sound like roid rage, does
no.
it? 2 or 3 days?
That sounds pretty planned out.
Yeah. When WWE released a statement that it was alarmed by the media's sensationalism of the murder and the media's speculation that roid rage was to blame, the media accused the WWE of spinning the story. Which, of course, if you're talking about roid rage, you're spinning because that's not science. So it's the media, in fact, was doing the spinning. It is important to note that at this point, the toxicology report has not been completed, nor, I believe, have the final autopsy results been released. The media has tossed about the term roid rage without defining it. No scientific experiment has ever definitely proved that such a thing even exists. In fact, the experiments seem to indicate that people that take steroids are predisposed to have temper and behavior problems. Can you imagine that? Guys that take steroids might be the kind of guys that would have, temper problems.
They're real touchy about their appearance and that sort of thing.
I would think, I don't know. I mean, if I need to, make a stereotype, it seems like a guy that would want to get big with steroids might be a guy that has some kind of attitude problem.
Mental imbalance.
To some extent.
He's not satisfied with himself.
I must say that I have taken anabolic steroids and, I know I have a bit of a temper problem.
Hmm.
So, okay. In other words, now I have never killed my wife or kid.
That's good.
I can tell you that much. So we're talking about one incident here, and that's what just sort of whips people into a fervor. That's
how new laws get created.
That's what allows the people's rights to be violated. They get vilified and then become victimized by this, just a fervor.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's see. In other words, no one even knows for certain if the temper outbursts associated with steroid use are a result of the drugs or of a personality type. While much anecdotal evidence points to the existence of roid rage, no one knows what steroids cause it or in what doses.
Fair enough.
I mean, if you come near steroids and smell them, do you get roid rage? Why? How does roid rage happen to happen? The media has only given passing mention to the WWE drug policy. Benoit has, as reported, passed a random test on April the 10th. After the death of WWE wrestler Eddie Guerrero in November 2005 due to heart failure and suspected drug abuse in the past, the WWE enacted a comprehensive drug policy that prohibits steroid and recreational drugs. The WWE has also adopted a wellness program that incorporates cardiac testing. They have they have policy in place for this stuff. And with a few exceptions, notably Bret Hart and Chris Irvine, the guests and wrestling experts that the media has rolled out are dubious at best. Many have a personal or professional grievance against the WWE. And that's
can you imagine that?
That's what's going to happen when you're in business, is somebody is going to have a grievance against you. WWE or Vince McMahon. None have worked for the WWE in a number of years, and some are simply small-time wrestlers or promoters who are trying to
just trying to get in the spotlight,
seek exposure.
Yep,
right. So let's take a deep breath, step back from the Chris Benoit situation. I mean, it happens all the time in America that some guy kills his wife and kid.
Why isn't it Roid Rage?
Some
then?
Woman kills her husband and kid. And that's just it. I don't know that we can.
Their doctors don't get raided when, just average Joe father kills his wife and son. They don't raid his doctor's
office.
Where's
the responsibility? Chris Benoit is responsible for his actions.
Right.
He killed his wife and kid.
It's not even Vince McMahon's responsibility to test his people. It's not even his responsibility, but he's doing it anyway.
And, it doesn't. The WWE didn't kill anybody. Vince McMahon didn't kill anybody. We don't need to put them on trial.
Yeah. If you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231, we've got to move to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Alex in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Hey, good. You tell me. What's up?
Is Alex Jones available?
No, this is Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
All right. I would like you guys to shine some light on some subjects for me.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. I'm a Marine Recon. I had 3 tours in Afghanistan, all volunteer.
Okay.
I've been a Marine for 10 years now. And there's a lot of things that are pissing me off. And I decided not to stay silent about it no more,
Mm-hmm.
One of them is my buddy's coming back packed with heroin. You know what I mean?
Your buddy comes back?
My buddy's coming back packed with heroin.
Your friend's corpse?
Corpses, yes.
And how do you know this?
All right. I'm in intelligence, right? So... I get secret clearance, normal people don't. His family wasn't given permission to see the body. They had closed casket and everything,
Okay.
And I pulled some strings. I got in. They said no cameras. I'm sorry if I'm a little emotional. I've been drinking all night.
That's all right. I understand. Now, so wait, they hadn't unpacked the body? How soon after he arrived?
They did unpack the body, but there was I saw sutures running from... his super sternal notch, which is just right under his throat, all the way down to his crotch.
That's pretty scary stuff, man. And there's no doubt that these sorts of activities are going on. I've known personally of individuals in the military who've been involved in running drugs back from Afghanistan and that sort of thing. And, they've got the connections they need to have in order to make that possible. Who better to run some drugs back from Afghanistan than members of the military? I'm sorry about your friend. And, Alex, thanks for the call. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight. But there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off. Stick it on and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features totally free. Shrine of Female Listeners included. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Speaking of limited government, it's something you will certainly not find down towards the southern border area of this country as certain individuals continue in government continue to throw money at a problem that money is not going to solve. Of course, the problem, alleged problem, being people coming across the border without filling out all of the oppressive government paperwork, which I don't blame them for one bit. But basically what you've got going on is a bunch of people in politics doing what they normally do, and that is rewarding their friends, right, and punishing their enemies. That's what politics is all about. You get elected, you've got your buddies, and you send them contracts. So this is an example, this story out of Sesabi, Arizona from the New York Times. Great example of somebody with political connections really cashing in. Seriously. And because nothing really is going to be effective about this. Have you heard about the virtual fence on the border?
Virtual fence?
28 miles. It's a virtual fence. According to, again, the New York Times, in the effort to catch people illegally crossing the border in southern Arizona in the desert, there's a cat-and-mouse struggle, according to the Homeland Security Department, and it says It has a smarter cat. It comes in the form of 9 nearly 100-foot tall towers with radar, high-definition cameras, and other equipment rising from the mesquite and lava fields around this tiny town.
Boy, I'm glad I don't live in that tiny town.
Known as Project 28, for the 28 miles of border that the towers will scan, the so-called virtual fence forms the backbone of the Secure Border Initiative, known as SBINet, a multi-billion dollar mix of technology, manpower, and fencing intended to control illegal border crossings. If successful, hundreds of such towers could dot the 6,000 miles of the Mexican and Canadian borders.
But I wonder how much money hundreds of them will cost if 28 miles cost billions at this point.
Well, I can get the billions is the whole thing.
Okay.
That's the Secure Border Initiative, which includes technology and fences. So the whole thing costs billions. I'll give you the numbers on this little project in a moment here.
Okay.
But glitches with the radar and cameras have forced the project to miss its June 13th starting date, just as Congress focuses anew on border security in the Senate's immigration debate. Officials at the Homeland Security Department insist that Boeing, which has a $67 million contract to develop the project and others, will soon put it back on track, though they aren't providing a new completion date. So they had what they're calling glitches with the radars and the camera in these virtual fences, and their original target date was June 13th, middle point of this month. But apparently the glitches are so serious that Boeing can't even offer a new completion date for this project. Think the budget might go up here if they keep having more glitches?
I wonder.
Gee, that wouldn't happen with a government program, would it?
Oh, I wouldn't think that it would not happen. I mean, every government program I've ever heard of comes in over budget and late.
And Boeing won't even talk to the media. They're referring requests for comment to the Department of Homeland Security, who the head of the border program, Gregory Glidden's, that bureaucrat, says, "We're making good progress." Of course you are. Democrats in Congress are questioning why the problems weren't disclosed at a hearing on the project early in June. It was only afterwards, in communication to the congressional staff members, that the delays came to light. Oh, they just forgot to mention them, of course. Quote, "The department's failure to be forthcoming and the repeatedly slipping project deadlines not only impede Congress's ability to provide appropriate oversight of the SBINet program, but also undermine the department's credibility with respect to this initiative." In a report in February, the Government Accountability Office warned that Congress needed to keep a tight rein on the program because it said, quote, "SBINet runs the risk of not delivering promised capabilities and benefits on time and within budget." Gee, isn't that something you can say about virtually every single government program ever in existence, that they run the risk of not delivering their promised capabilities, in fact are not delivering their promised capabilities, and are usually slower than they expected and much more expensive?
I think it's interesting how people that generally believe the government is too big, too intrusive, and virtually incompetent think that the government can stop immigrants from coming across the border.
Yeah, that I don't understand.
If illegal immigration is such a terrible problem, why would we want to give it to the government to solve?
I don't know if those people really believe that. I don't know if those so-called small government people actually believe that government is incompetent. I think that what they believe, and if you are one of these small government people that supports the immigration war, because I don't have a better term for it, a war on immigration, if you are one of those people, maybe you can explain it to me, 800-259-9231. But here's my hypothesis, Mark. I think that they do believe government is efficient. They think that it's efficient if you can only pare it down to certain functions, right? Because they've been told that government must protect your right to life and liberty. And so they believe that government can do certain things. It's just that if they could only do the things they want them to do and put their people in charge, then they could make this government work.
But that's what everybody who believes that a government program is going to work believes. I mean,
I'm just telling you, they don't really believe that government's incompetent.
That's what somebody who believes that welfare is going to work. That's what somebody who believes that FEMA is going to work.
In that way.
Somebody who believes the government is going to work always believes that if we could just give it the right amount of money and just put the right people in charge, then it would work. Which, it would likely work better, but it's never going to be efficient because they're always working with money that isn't theirs.
Of course.
They're working with your money.
I think that they don't, I don't think they believe that government is incompetent. I don't think they believe that. If they did, then how could they possibly go against their belief system? How could they possibly? They don't. They think government is effective if only the right people are in charge. And I don't know who the hell those right people are, because it seems like all kinds of different people have been put in charge of the government, and you know, we keep getting the same crap can results.
You know,
the facts are that government is ineffective, government is slow, it is stupid, it is expensive, and no one can change that. I don't care if you put the most libertarian of individuals in charge of the government, they cannot make it work correctly. Government, by its nature, sucks, and no one can make it suck less. All you can do is reduce the size of it and then put more money back into individuals' hands so they can make their own decisions
and
for themselves.
And what seems unfair about this fence situation to me is I pay my taxes, and I don't want to build a fence on the border.
Mm.
So you're going to take my tax money, whether I want it or not, and you're going to build a fence on the border. And you're
and
going
to go to war, too.
You're going to invade Iran,
yeah,
or you're going to continue this war in Iraq, or you're going to wage war in Afghanistan. I don't want any of those things done with my tax money.
Too bad. You're going to have to pay, or they'll throw you in a jail cell.
That's exactly what they'll do.
Well, they'll try. Unless you hole yourself up in your house like Ed Brown in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Of course, we're keeping you up to date on that case as more develops here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Byron. Excuse me, Brian, rather. Brian in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGWA.
Hi, yes. I am a small government conservative, and I support the fight against illegal immigration.
Okay, so why do you think government can do that job when it can't do anything else right?
I'm not sure, they can do the job right. They haven't succeeded so far. They
right.
just
expect more of
this
that.
Horrible bill that was going through legislation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about big government. I'm skeptical of government. I don't think it's incompetent.
Really? Why?
I don't.
What is it competent at besides killing people and blowing things up? And it's not even really that good at that.
It's there for a purpose. It's there to
govern. Well, sure it is.
Govern.
It's there to you've been fooled. Sorry, you've been fooled.
No.
Government is there to extract wealth from people who don't know any better.
Well,
that's
I think government's role is to protect... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's what the government is doing. There is a lot of the left who is tax everybody into poorness, and that's why I don't like a big government.
Brian, if you'll hang on, I want to talk to you more about this, and I want you to think about this for a moment. We're going to come back to you. Think about an area where government isn't totally incompetent, please. I would really like to where government can actually meet the goals that it sets for itself and come in within the budgets and all of that. Think about that. We'll come back to you. More with Brian and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of neat Free Talk Live-related merchandise, including the hot-selling 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's an MP3 player. It's a voice recorder. It is a flash drive all rolled into one. All available at store.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping done. Let's go back to Brian in Oklahoma, listening on KGWA. Now, Brian described himself earlier as a small government conservative. And I'd asked you, Brian, because you said that you didn't necessarily think that the government was incompetent. So I was just curious as to if you could name one government program that actually lives up to its promises within budget and doesn't result in either the opposite of its original intentions or just total failure.
You know, you're right. And let me correct myself. I don't believe government has to be incompetent, which is why I do support smaller governments instead of bigger powered governments. Before you go on,
important question. Do you believe smaller government is more, less, or the same level of incompetent as bigger government?
I believe smaller government is less incompetent.
Why? Based on what?
You get a bigger government, they get their hands, they try to have all these different programs. And it's the old saying, jack of all trade, master of none.
I would say that, when there's more opportunities for communication, there's more opportunities for failure. So I can see that a smaller government would likely be somewhat more efficient. Now, I'm not saying that I would use the term efficient to mean that small government would, in fact, be efficient simply because they're spending money that isn't theirs. And it's just a heck of a lot easier.
More efficient.
Probably more efficient, not particularly good. Now, I think we probably need a government to, say, run the Navy or, in a federal level or perhaps more on a local level, build roads. But
I disagree, of course.
If the government would limit itself to the basic things, balancing the budget, lowering taxes, fiscal conservatism, where you're not spending $1 million more than you're bringing in, focus on securing the borders, focus on the important things, limit the amount of welfare programs, limit... Now, the amount of affirmative action programs. Limits.
I'm with you, Brian, and here's what I think the problem is with immigration. I think immigration is, in fact, a welfare problem, not an immigration problem. I mean, this country was built by immigrants, people who wanted to come here, build a better life for themselves, pursue the American dream. But now we've put out this, in the form of welfare, we've put out this, I don't know, it's sort of like a bowl of milk for stray cats. If you put out a bowl of milk,
come here, live for free.
Right, right. You put out a bowl of milk for stray cats.
American.
Is it the stray cat's fault that they come and drink it? I mean, that doesn't seem very fair. What we should do is eliminate the bowl of milk, which is these welfare programs that allow freeloaders to come to the country and, you know, come here and just live off of us. Now, if we eliminated those things, then we would. I don't believe we'd really have an immigration problem. I mean, our economy currently is growing at a very small pace. And I would say that that small amount of growth can be directly attributed to people that have come across the border and are now working hard to pursue the American dream. Some of them are. Most of them are.
I support immigration. It's built this country up from its beginnings. You know, bring in the best and the brightest of the rest of the world.
No, that's not how it works.
Wait a second. Brian, what does the Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty say? Does it say,
give us your best and brightest?
Right, right.
You have to have limitations on it.
Why?
Can't just open up the borders.
Why should you have limitations, and who should decide that, Brian?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Why should you have limitations, and who should make those decisions?
Why should? Because one, we need to know who's coming into this
country.
Who's
we?
The American people.
I don't care who's coming into this country. As long as they're willing to work hard, that's all I care about. And if there's no welfare programs, what's the issue?
Because if you have no clue who's coming into this country, how do you know that people who wish to harm this country are...
How do I know that people who wish to harm the country aren't laying down the street for me?
The attackers on 9/11, the terrorists of 9/11, were all here legally on visas. We knew they were here.
Who's we?
So the we is the government.
The
government knew that they were here. The government decided that they were okay people, and then they flew planes into buildings in New York City. So the government allowed them to come in and incompetently administered that particular program.
Yes, that's why we need to know who's coming in. But Brian, they did know who was coming in.
They did know. They gave them visas.
I know.
They welcomed them in.
Those particular, yes, we did know those people were here in the country. But
you're asking the same people to now fix the problem. To administer it now, do better. I want you to administer this program properly.
Right. Do you think, Brian, that more paperwork and fees are going to fix the problem?
Because that's what they want. They just want more paperwork and more fees.
No, and I don't. And, you know, the part of the thing is there are certain people on both sides, Republican and Democrat, who are pandering to illegal immigrants and wanting to give them amnesty, hoping that they will now, in turn, vote for them. They want them to be on these welfare systems so that they will be indebted to a certain political party.
Sure. Well,
they've got your money, and they want to use it in whatever fashion they feel like is okay.
They want that for regular Americans, too. They want regular Americans on welfare. That's what the welfare program's all about, is about creating a serf class that will go out and continue to vote for the politicians that will perpetuate the welfare programs. What you're talking about is a welfare problem.
I disagree with that.
Huh?
Yes, and I agree with you, and I disagree with welfare. I've never accepted even unemployment. I disagree with it so much.
I'm with you on that.
If you cannot go out and make your own money, and if you're not willing to work hard and become whatever you want to be in this life, somewhere else.
I'm with you, man. I think people should get out there and work hard and work smart, and they should make a better life for themselves. What I'm curious about is why you think that they should have to fill out a bunch of paperwork from a bunch of faceless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., and send money to those people. Why should they have to do that in order to have a shot at a better life? And who are you to make those decisions?
You know, as far as the illegal immigration goes, we need to make it easier. You know, when it takes 10 years to become an American citizen. No wonder they're jumping the border.
Why can't people
no
come here?
Absolutely,
yes,
no
absolutely.
Wonder.
And don't forget to mention the thousands of dollars in fees as well, which is obviously fairly difficult.
Don't forget the INS lawyers that you have to hire just to be able to fill out all that crap.
It's just absolutely insane.
These bureaucrats are the same people that we are now giving the task to that we would propose to give the task of administering these immigrants coming in. And I just think, you know what? Get them out of there. Get the bureaucrats out of there.
Right.
Let immigrants come across the border and don't give them any reason to come here and freeload.
Right. Get rid of welfare and abolish the immigration bureaucracy, and that'll make it a lot easier.
Now, there's some small government steps for you.
That's small government.
Let's get rid of the government as far as on the border, and let's get rid of the government as far as welfare goes.
Damn right. Brian, thank you for the call. It was spelled differently, so it threw me off. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is the first time I've listened to your program, so I think it's safe to assume that you gentlemen are libertarians, huh?
You could say that. Yeah.
I consider myself a classical liberal in the style of Thomas Jefferson.
I consider myself a free marketeer, personally, but yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, well, I thought you might find this interesting. I happen to stumble upon a website of a libertarian, rexcurry.net. Have you all ever seen it?
Yeah, we know Rex, yeah.
He's the Pledge of Allegiance guy. Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty wild website.
It is.
But let's just, you know... Yeah, I'm a limited government conservative, and I think we should abolish the CIA, the FBI, the ATF.
I'm with you.
Department of Parks and Recreation, the DEA.
Let's abolish the whole federal government while we're at it. How about that?
The Department of Education. However, if we do get rid of government completely, what's going to fill the vacuum? What's going to fill the void?
Oh, no, I didn't say we should get rid of government completely, though I do believe in that personally. I'd be all right with just getting rid of the federal government. Because then you'd have 50 state governments and all the local governments. There's still plenty of governments.
I wouldn't propose that. I would say return you're talking to my anarchist friend over here, and it's just not fair.
Free marketeer.
Whatever.
You.
Yeah, M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Yeah, you're so funny with that.
I am. I'm a barrel of laughs. I think we should return the federal government to its constitutional role.
Right, because the Constitution works so well.
Well, I agree with that. Well, I think ideally we should return to the pre-Civil War days.
Well, that would
be nice. But now you got to be careful with that, though. You got to be careful saying things like that, because then people say, well, what's that mean, Mike? You like slavery?
Of course not. Of course not.
So I think that what you want to say is, like, you want to have more freedom, some of the freedoms that we had in the pre-Civil War days, but not to return to the pre-Civil War days. If you've got more comments, hang on. We'll hold you through to hour number two, because we kind of had a short time there. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Greg in Canada is on the line. Your calls as well. Ladies, you move to the front of the line if you call in at 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up virtually anything. This is your show, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello,